Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Speaking of Bank of America, there's another scandal where apparently Bank of America drilled into the safety deposit box of a customer and removed the contents. And the customers were not notified ahead of time that this was going to happen. They were current on all of their payments. They weren't given an opportunity to recover their property or even to explain what was going on. Bank of America's explanation for the removal of the contents of the safety deposit box is the customers had failed to provide Social Security numbers to be attached to the safety deposit box account. That is now required. Now, of course, the customers are saying, yeah, they did provide the Social Security numbers because the box would not have been assigned to them without it. And what makes this very alarming is there were apparently some precious family heirlooms inside that box that they put in the bank for safekeeping. Well, they're not there anymore. Now, the only thing I would use a safe deposit box for these days would be off-site backups of data from my computers. But we already know the U.S. government has passed laws saying that the government or the banks can go into the safety deposit box and grab assets in the event of a financial crash. They're going to do it. They're already starting to do it. Now, another little scam that seems to be coming along from the bankers to steal money without acknowledging that's what they're doing is apparently customers who are transferring money from one account to the other are seeing the transfers simply vanish. And the banks are saying that, you accidentally transferred into the wrong bank account. You mistyped a number or something like that. Then the banks turn around and say, we're not going to help you get the money back. It's just gone. The banks are refusing to rectify the errors. So it's getting a little bit ugly out there. Now, there was an article we were commenting on yesterday where the federal courts have basically voided the requirement for these conglomerate financial institutions that combine depositor banks and investment banks. And they're not supposed to use depositor funds to cover their losses, which is what happened to MF Global. And that money is gone forever, and there's been a couple more since then. Now the courts are saying that, yeah, in order to deal with a transient emergency or crisis, it is okay for the banks to dip into depositor funds to cover losses and shortfalls in the investment division. So all legal protection of your money in your bank account is gone. If your bank is partnered with an investment group, or even if the bank just decides to go, to do something stupid, and they're losing money and they need money to cover their shortfalls, they're allowed to basically go into those depositor funds. Now, the depositor funds are normally supposed to be reserved only for consumer and business loans that are supposed to be secured and supposed to be protected and covered by FDIC. But once that money crosses the barrier over to the investment side, the FDIC protection is gone. All of the safeguards to protect you from the banks are vanishing. They're gone. They're going into safety deposit boxes. And again, I'm going to reiterate my common sense advice. Only keep as much in the bank as you need to cover your outstanding checks, debt obligations, automatic transfers, and you keep the rest in your own pocket, in your own home, in the mayonnaise jar, buried out back. Wherever you're going to keep it, under the mattress, right next to your dirty magazines. It's safer there than it is in the banks. Banks are not safe anymore because they're under the control of bankers. Up in Wayne County, Illinois, they're holding their biggest foreclosure auction ever. 22,504 properties going up for auction next month for non-payment of taxes, among other issues. 22,504 foreclosed homes up for auction next month. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors. As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Call me U.S. Steel, 21st Century Fox soundbite. Who gives a damn what's true or false, long as it leans to the right? Add a token liberal, pretend I'm fair, a bimbo for some sex appeal. I'm busy oiling up the corporation wheel, and they call me.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Documents coming out of the Bank of England, as reported in the Telegraph, are saying that more quantitative easing is coming. They're going to just start printing up more banknotes to try and paper over the debt. And of course, this is not a solution. It's just adding more debt. The most polite thing you can say is it's a refi. You know, we're going to loan you more money so you can pay us back the money that you owe us now, but then you're going to be in debt further and further. So it just goes and goes and goes and goes. Germany has basically come out and said, no more chances for Greece. They don't want to loan Greece any more money because Greece has not carried out the reforms that are necessary to repay all of its debts. I'm sorry. Greece is at a deadlock. They're at a standstill. The people in the hospitals have been working without pay for months. There's no medicines there. The whole country has shut down. What more can you do to them? Especially when you remember that a large portion of that Greek debt was created through fraud. When Papandreou made this little deal with Goldman Sachs in order to hide the already serious debt crisis in Greece from the European Union and the European Central Bank, and they did these little currency swaps to make the bookkeeping look good. And it resulted in a doubling of the actual debt. And of course, Goldman Sachs made a lot of money off the deal. because that's what you do when you're out there doing God's work. And so the reality is, and remember, when they had the Greek elections, they had the anti-bailout, anti-banker candidate originally won. Then they sabotaged the coalition government. They had a second election in which the vote fraud was so obvious they were burning ballot boxes in the public square of the areas that were in favor of the anti-bankster candidate. That's how obvious the vote fraud was there. And so now they're saying they've got this puppet Greek government saying, yes, the Greek people must pay all this money back, even though at least half of it was the result of fraud. The attitude of the money junkies all around is, we don't care if your government committed crimes or fraud to create the debt. Debt is debt. Debt is holy. Debt is inviolable. You will worship the debt. You will serve the debt. You will bow before the debt for the rest of your life and that of your great-grandchildren. They're terrified of the people of Greece or of any other country realizing there is such a thing as odious debt. It is an established legal principle that when you kick out your government, you can look at the debts that your country is burdened with. Some debts, like those for better roads, better schools, better hospitals, yeah, those are legit. You got to pay those. But debts for war, debts to spy on and oppress your own people, debts incurred to give money to other countries, those aren't the legitimate province of a government. And the people of Greece are not required. They're not obligated legally or morally to pay those. And the same is true here in the United States of America. Despite all this debt that we are told we must worship and sacrifice to, very little of that money was spent on this country, as the people out there in the West are well aware of. That's all odious debt. And when this economy and this government collapse, we all need to be aware that much of the debt we're going to be told we still owe is completely fictional, and it's odious, and therefore we can simply say, go stuff it. What was actually loaned to the country? Ink and paper. I'd be happy to buy a couple of reams of paper and some bottles of ink and send them back to the money junkies, because that's all they loaned to us, ink and paper. But the attitude of the money junkies, and Christine Lagarde said this exactly, it doesn't matter how the debt was created, through incompetence, through fraud, through criminal actions, through corruption, it doesn't matter. Once the debt is there and on the books, it shall be worshipped, and you will sacrifice to it, even if it means sacrificing your children. I mean, the reality is all this hardship that we're seeing all across this country is because the money was siphoned out of this country for the money junkies. They're running this story on the news about how the Mississippi River has never been so low. Well, the Mississippi River used to have, I saw it myself because I worked a summer on a Mississippi River boat as an entertainer. There's a system of locks and flow controls that are supposed to maintain the level of the Mississippi. There's a series of sensors and radio links to monitor what the Mississippi is doing. So you can close some gates and you can put some impediments to keep the Mississippi a minimum depth so that shipping is not interrupted. Well, if the Mississippi River is falling down low, it means that flow control system has broken down and nobody's repaired it. It's like the levees in Louisiana before Hurricane Katrina. They just stopped taking care of those, needed to send the money all over to the war in Iraq. The U.S. government has abandoned taking care of this country because they're busy taking care of Israel. Our nation is rotting on the vine, but they're going to blame global warming for it. Meanwhile, over in the north of France, rioting is starting. Apparently, there's a riot. 17 officers were injured. People were dragged from the cars. The immediate cause of the riots is unclear, but apparently the police were being a little bit rough on people who were attending a memorial for a young man who died in a motorcycle accident. And I'm not sure that that's an adequate cause, but it basically shows just how close everybody is to going into riot mode. We're going to grab a call here. Scott in California. Aloha, Scott. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, listen, I want to make a comment regarding the Stephen Evans FBI missing agent report. You know, I live in this area. and you know, the story's like 2 months old, and I've been meaning to call you all week. There allegedly were 200 FBI agents, and I challenge the allegation that there are even 200 FBI agents in California, let alone the western United States in local offices. I did not see the helicopters. I did not see the police officers, and I did not see any of the FBI agents. You know, they usually walk from house to house. I remember in the old days when you applied for a job at the government, an FBI agent used to walk up to your door and say, "Hello, ma'am, may I ask you a question?" And they were dressed in specific ways. There was nobody here. You know where I live. Across the street from the Hollywood sign, around the corner, you know, you can just barely see the L.A. Zoo on the other side of the 5 freeway. You know what I'm talking about.
And yeah, so I understand.
I've been meaning to call you all week and let you know, there were not 200 agents. They just found the dead body behind a church, unidentifiable because he'd been in the hot sun in some trees in a wooded area, eaten by coyotes, etc. This sounds like the guy was dropped or a body was dropped. You know, some of the news reports stated that he was in a Moscow embassy hiding from the FBI.
Okay, so I'm not surprised. Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. We know how the FBI acts, and it sounds to me like there was a cover story put out, and we'll probably never, unless somebody does a DNA test and absolutely confirms the body is him, and that's probably not going to happen. So we know the FBI throughout their entire history has done the government's dirty work. They're not the heroes that movie TV shows try and convince us they are. They're basically the American Gestapo. And we know that they helped cover up for the murder of Vincent Foster. We remember all the abuses of COINTELPRO throughout the 1960s, and now, of course, they're starting to do the same thing again. They are the dirty tricks squad for the federal government, and they don't believe in playing by the rules, and they're not really very honorable people. And I think sometimes they're a little bit ashamed of it. And I remember one time a while back, my wife and I were doing yard sales, and we stopped at this one yard sale, and there was this guy there, and he was trying to sell these stereo speakers, and the paper cones were just shredded, and he kept saying, no, these are in really good shape. Come on, you're being a doofus here. And I'm just making conversation. I said, what do you do? And he says, I do some clerical work kind of a thing. And he's hemming and hawing, and we're seeing the eyes go back and forth between him and his wife. And then they've got a little girl, and we're just, talking to her. And what do you want to be when you grow up? And she says, I want to be an FBI agent like Daddy.
Listen, I've got a request. Somebody call in for Rivero's Rangers.
Yes.
I haven't purchased any cans of tuna in a year. Now, the skipjack tuna and the Pacific albacore tuna, are they going to be subject to the similar types of Fukushima contamination as bluefin, maybe yellowfin?
Oh, yeah.
So my question
no
for anybody
for
out there into biology and oceanography, do the skipjack tuna, which is, normally the 99-cent cans of tuna that's brown tuna, this is usually the less qualified tuna, do the skipjack move all the way across to Japan, and do I need to be worried about purchasing inexpensive skipjack tuna?
Well, something I'm going to have to say, I don't know exactly the migratory patterns of the skipjack tuna.
The technical word is gyration.
the gyration.
The
problem, they don't need to go all the way over to Japan because we know contaminated water and wreckage has already reached the Bering Straits. And so if the skipjack merely go up to the Bering Straits and they're eating smaller fish that came over from Japan, they can still be contaminated. And, the reality is nobody's doing any testing. There's a huge effort to prevent people from doing any testing. Like I said, when the people from Deadliest Catch were down here in Hawaii for their end-of-the-year wrap-up, off camera, they were all terrified. Some kid was going to grab a crab up in Alaska, hold a Geiger counter to it, and put the video on YouTube. Maybe they already did, and YouTube just took it down because we're now aware that they're definitely censoring things that certain vested interests do not want people to see.
A word out for Rivero Rangers. Give us a report on the skipjack and the albacore.
All right. Well, we'll certainly put the word out. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with another phone call.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. Chills right to the core. This talk of holy war.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going back to the phones. We have Patrick in Ohio. Aloha, Patrick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
That's good. You know, it's kind of ironic. You're sitting there, you were talking about the FDIC and loans, or I don't remember if you're talking about loans, but you're talking about the FDIC and everything. Well, I just got a call today. I got a call to settle an unsecured credit card that was 10 years old.
Yes.
Now, I didn't know this. Now, the lady said on the phone that if I didn't pay, she was going to send a 1099-C to the IRS and said that I would have to pay taxes on that.
Yes.
You know, I never heard of that. I mean, do you know anything about the IRS dealing with unsecured debt?
Yes. As a matter of fact, when banks write off any debt, it is considered by the IRS to be income. And a 1099 will be sent by the lending agency to the IRS. And, yes, you will have to pay taxes on that.
That is crazy. Even if I'm on disability?
Well, I understand their logic behind it. It's basically the bank gave you a gift of the money that you owed to them, and therefore it's technically considered income. The question is, you're saying you're unaware of this. You know, you might dispute the debt, because we're finding out now that some 90% of these collections on outstanding credit card debt are being done fraudulently. They're doing the same thing with credit cards they did with the foreclosures.
Oh, wow.
And it's just, yeah. So if you're saying that you were not aware that you owed this money on this 10-year-old credit card, you might want to, I mean, I don't know how much money they're talking about here, but it might be worth your while to seek legal counsel, because I'm not a lawyer, and say, I don't know that I owe this debt. We need for the bank, the credit card company, to confirm, to prove, to document that I really did owe this money before they start sending off stuff to the IRS. Now, of course, the other situation is, whatever you're going to pay in taxes to the IRS on this 1099 is considerably less than whatever debt this is that you supposedly owe this company. But okay. I think you need to sort this out. If you don't think you owe that money on that credit card, it's going to be worth your while to go and find out for sure what's going on here.
Okay, yeah, because I told the lady on the phone, I mean, I know quite a bit. I don't know as much as you guys. I wish I did. I wish I, had time to read more. But I told her, I say, well, you're going to send it to a foreign company, the IRS. And she goes, no, the IRS belongs to the government. And I argue with her, no, it doesn't, Then I asked her.
Yeah, it's a private corporation.
Yeah, then I asked the lady, I said, now, did you guys buy this debt from somebody else, pennies on the dollar, or am I directly dealing with the company that handles everything for the bank that I owe? And she goes, well, I don't know. And I said, well, I can't help you. So, I mean, if they're going to do whatever they're going to do.
I'm going to have to dig this out. There was an article, I think, earlier in the year where somebody who worked for the collections department of one of the big banks blew the whistle and said they were told to just grab up all kinds of credit card debt, even if they weren't in arrears, and just sell them off to these collection companies for 50 cents on the dollar because they needed to raise money right then and now. And again, it's the same thing applies to credit cards that applied to the home loans. That monthly payment isn't enough to keep the bank solvent. They're just trying to get all the money in all at once. But again, you need to find out if they can actually document that you really do owe this money. Because if you don't think you do, again, seek legal counsel on this one.
Okay. Yeah, well, the company, I don't know if you know anything about FCNB, but that's the company that they claim they're settling for. So.
FCNB. It doesn't sound – well, I'll have to do a little digging into that one.
I remember you talking about that, too. Didn't they put people that didn't owe nothing – I mean, they had their credit cards were fine. They were making payments. Didn't they do that to some people, put that in the collections agency, too? They were trying to do that?
Yeah, they were trying to do that and run up the fees here. Now, I just typed FCNB fraud into a search engine, and I got a whole list of articles about fraud and scams and their ripoff artists. Yeah, I don't know. They're obviously, if they're even legit to begin with, they're bending and breaking the rules to grab money any way that they can. And so at this particular point, there's all kinds of consumer complaints on these people. Go ahead and just do what I did. FCNB fraud into a search engine. You'll get all the information you need to make a decision what you're going to do.
All right, great. Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, there was another thing I wanted to say just real quick. It'd be nice if you could get somebody on your show that knew this kind of stuff, for a little bit more information. I mean, I love your show, and I love the information you give out. I mean, it's very, very educational. It's informative. But I'd like to see somebody, come on the show that knows something about credit cards, unsecured credit cards, how the banks just,
I'll do that. I'll see if I can get Bill Shaw to come back on the show again. We haven't had him on the air for a while, and this would be a very, very good question for him to answer.
All right, great, Mike. You have a nice day. Thanks for your time, and I love your show again. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All righty. Yeah, I'm looking at this list of complaints and fraud, and apparently they just send this stuff out and say it's a settlement opportunity to settle an old debt. And if you don't settle, they'll 1099 you and all kinds of things. And it looks to be, I mean, they're using the word fraud in a lot of these situations. Yeah, it's a vulture time. The money junkies, they don't care about the laws. They don't care about the rules. They just want the bucks. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Interesting story coming out of Spain. There's a mayor of this town over there who has become a popular hero for staging robberies at supermarkets and taking the stolen groceries to the poor. Modern Robin Hood. And apparently this week he's setting off on a three-week march across Spain to embarrass the government and to energize the anti-austerity campaigners. So this is starting to work its way up from the grassroots into the political structure itself. Now, the hard reality is economic collapse is now inevitable because of that whole 11th marble thing. And I'm still getting nasty email from bankers saying, no, you don't understand the system. Money, you know, comes from this and it comes in. And, you know, how do you think the banks pay their people? That's not a loan, that's a pay. Well, that's just money circulating around. That's taking the can of marbles and rattling it back and forth. But money only enters circulation as a loan in all of these countries under the grip of a private central bank. But the collapse is now inevitable. And so we've got the White House saying, it's not our fault. It's a plot by the Arab Muslims. It's God's will. It's global warming. And then you have Wall Street out there saying, it's not our fault. It's a plot by the Arab Muslims. It's God's will. It's global warming. Of course, the corporate media is out there saying, it's not our fault. It's a plot by the Arab Muslims. And on and on and on and on. Everybody's looking to find somebody to blame. Now, interestingly enough, the International Monetary Fund, the capo di tutti capi of all of these money junkie private central banks, is now starting to say, maybe we were wrong. Maybe Iceland did have the right idea. Thank you, all these years later, and the damage has been done. And they're saying by following the policies set by the bankers whose banks created this mess in the first place, we've only made the situation worse. And so now even the IMF is saying, maybe we should have done the Iceland approach. Maybe they're worried we're all thinking about Iran's approach to fraudulent banking. They're hanging their bankers. I want a picture of that, by the way. Or George Carlin's suggestion. The more I listen to that, the more I think that's really the way to go. Oh, crucify them! Use little tiny nails. Over at CNBC, William Black was just slamming the U.S. government over the fact that Goldman Sachs will not be prosecuted for any of these crimes they've committed. He basically blew the whistle. FBI agents were never even assigned to investigate the case. Nobody was investigating. And they're asking, was a grand jury even convened? Or did the federal government say, oh, no, no, we're not going to investigate and prosecute them. We must protect the reputation and trustworthiness of the American financial system, which is futile. So they're in a lot of trouble, and they don't know how to get out of it. They're looking for somebody to blame, which gets us back to this Gauss banker malware that is running around the planet right now. It was originally targeting Lebanon's banks. Gee, I wonder who would want to go after them. And apparently there is a payload inside this Gauss, which is itself encrypted, so people can't figure out what it was supposed to do. Whoever launched Gauss, and Kaspersky says it has the same code in it that was in Stuxnet and Flame and Dooku, so we're basically talking Israel and the United States. But it has this encrypted warhead. Nobody knows what it does. And so there is the possibility on the horizon. We've all been talking about a false flag attack of some kind in order to reignite the Fuhrer, go and whoop on Israel's enemies. And we've worried about a nuclear weapon in the United States or a biological attack of some kind. This revolution is virtual. It's taking place in cyberspace. A false flag attack could do exactly the same thing. If this encrypted payload in Gauss is designed to basically cripple the online banking systems, then Wall Street's off the hook. Oh, gee, we were about to turn this economy around. Things were on the way up, and those gosh darn Arab Muslims destroyed our banking system. We don't know who owns what now, so we'll just let the government take it all over and administer it for the benefit of all the bankers, or some such. Obviously, a cyber attack against the banks would give the government the justification to shut down or severely curtail the internet, which would mean the blogs and the alternative media. And of course, the takedown of the banking system would impact everybody. Everybody would feel injured by this. It's not like 9/11, where anybody outside the state of New York was saying it's terrible, but it doesn't really affect me. That's why they shut down all air travel for a couple of days thereafter, to make sure that the after effects were felt all across the country. It was all stage managed. And so it's a very real possibility that this Gauss virus, coming from Israel and the United States of America, is designed to attack the banking system and take it down, which allows Wall Street to duck the responsibility for this economic disaster they have brought down on us with their private central banking, gives the government an excuse to shut down the internet, will affect everybody, impact everybody. They'll all be hungry. They can't get their money to go to the store and buy food or anything. And the politicians will come on the media and say, those gosh darn Arab Muslims, look what they've done to us. We need to go kill them now. It's a very real possibility. But it's very obvious that the authors of Gauss have gone to great lengths to prevent anybody from figuring out what this Gauss is going to do until the moment it does it. Analysts have actually put out a call for help from anybody who's a cryptographic specialist or a computer security expert to try and help decode what it is Gauss is going to do when whatever it's going to do is activated. So we may be on the doorstep of the world's first virtual false flag attack. Meanwhile, Iran has decided they have enough evidence to identify the source of Stuxnet to file lawsuits. The head of Iran's Presidential Center for International Legal Matters, Majid Jafarzadeh, probably mispronounced that, is basically saying Tehran is consulting with Iranian and international legal experts to file lawsuits for the authors of Stuxnet. So they didn't cover their tracks all that well. Speaking of hackers and evil, apparently, we're just getting this article now. We're going to put it up. The so-called white hat hackers have published a manual on how to do denial of service attacks or to hijack them. I haven't read through this yet. It's ostensibly a tool to fight against denial of service attacks, but I want to read and make sure that they're not just handing out stuff to little kiddies to launch DDoS attacks against their school or whatever here. Another rumor circulating on the net, and I want to get this one knocked down very quickly, is supposedly somebody posting to one of the known chat boards where Anonymous hangs out has put out the call for assistance to hack the Mars Curiosity rover. And, yeah, disable Curiosity. It's a slap in the face to America. Nothing really expensive is damaged, except all those engineers and scientists who are suddenly out of a job. Wanted to put that one down right now. I don't know where the story is coming from, but it is nonsense. NASA has used dedicated, isolated data lines to the Deep Space Network ever since it was built, because it was built before the Internet existed. Yes, NASA uses the Internet for all kinds of other communication, but the actual communication lines from Spaceflight Operations Facility to the Deep Space Network, they're dedicated hard lines. They're isolated. You can't tap into them. Now, unless you have a 200-foot steerable antenna dish in your backyard, you will not be able to pick up the signals coming from Mars, because Curiosity uses a very low-power transmitter. Unless you have a transmitter yourself powerful enough to fry your gonads plugged into that 200-foot dish, Curiosity will never hear a hacker. So, if somebody does interfere with Curiosity, it is somebody with the resources of a nation state with the intention of blaming a third party. So we'll let that one go. Going to talk a little bit here about Facebook. We've been going after them for quite a while here. Facebook is now trying to salvage its dwindling fortunes by inserting more and more ads into your news feed. They're going to ramp up more and more ads on your web page when you're in Facebook. They're just going to shove it at you as hard as they can. Now, remember, Facebook has already been caught with massive click fraud, where they were caught, 80% of their pay-per-click clicks were coming from bots, which don't buy the advertised products. Now, some of the lockouts on the Facebook IPO expired today, and large volume of Facebook stock were dumped on the market. The intuitive conclusion would be that the Facebook stock would decline yet further. And there was a huge upshove right at the open, and as of the last time I checked, it was still in the green. This, I think, pretty much confirms that we're seeing market rigging going on. As I mentioned on yesterday's radio show, the United States government has a vested interest in keeping Facebook alive, because it's an open secret that the U.S. government's surveillance of American citizens uses Facebook. I don't know why. Everybody lies on their Facebook profile. But they seem to think it's a good way to keep a track on what people are doing. We know that the IRS searches through Facebook posts looking for photos of recently acquired goodies, like boats and cars and stuff that the IRS doesn't think you should be able to afford. And so they're launching audits of people based on bragging on Facebook. So the government has a vested motive to keep Facebook going, and I think that's what we're seeing here. Because with the expiration of the lockouts, and the dumping of all that stock. The price should have gone down, and it didn't. So once again, it's just yet another indicator. The stock markets don't represent the real economy. They don't represent reality at all. They're being propped up for political reasons or financial reasons. We know that the Dow Industrials as a whole are being propped upward because of all of the stocks being held by the large Wall Street banks, which form part of the basis of their capital reserve on which their leveraging is built. And they are so over-leveraged, even today, having not learned any lessons from their past mistakes, that a 3 to 5% drop in the valuation of their assets would render them solvent. So that's why the stock market's going to keep going up against gravity, against the actual value of the stocks, against common sense. It's in the banker's interest to rig the market, make you think that there's all kinds of money to be made there. But when the final crash does come, only the insiders, the ones who are getting the little warnings ahead of time, which we found out happened during the Facebook IPO, they'll get their money out. And without any real value to support the price of stocks, it's going to go right into the basement. And every one of you holding a brokerage report with a lot of impressive-looking numbers on the bottom of it, that's all you're going to have, a brokerage report with a lot of impressive-looking numbers, and they won't mean anything. Now, for those of you who are creative artists, specifically in this case, musicians, there's a website out there called Spotify where you will post your music and people can download it and you will get so much money per the download. And it's turning out that this is just another way of ripping off musicians. This is the recording industry that loves you and will take care of you, and we're opposed to the pirates and they're going to go out there and do that. You've got to come over to our corporate, you know, broadcasting site, because we will get you lots of money for whatever you're putting out there. So anyway, there's this cellist and the composer, Zoe Keating, released into the public the accounting report from Spotify. And apparently, between October and March of 2011 to 2012, her songs were played 72,800 times on Spotify, for which Keating was paid a grand total of $281.87. So in other words, when Spotify sells your music, you, the original recording artist, will get 0.3 of a penny for all of your trouble and creativity and product costs and so forth. The entire economic system of the United States of America from beginning to end is a giant rip-off machine. It's all fraudulent. It is here to loot the public. Remember one of Rivero's rules? The last official act of any government is to loot the nation. We are in that phase. The bankers and the government are looting the nation. They know a crash is coming. They're going to grab everything that they can before they skedaddle for the borders. So count your silverware if you still have any. California is out there trying to ban AKs, ARs, other rifles, even shotguns. They don't want an armed populace, because then you won't need the police to come in after you've already been violated, robbed, mugged, raped, and stand around looking important for the press cameras. It's because of all the attention focused on some of these shootings. By the way, the shooting at Texas, near Texas A&M, the individual in question was known to have mental issues. If you want to ban guns, take them away from the crazy people. But let the sane protect themselves. This is all about disarming the population here. And in the face of that, contrasting with that, Social Security Administration has now purchased 74,000 rounds of hollow point ammunition. Now, hollow point ammunition is not for target shooting. It is designed to maximize the wounds and kill people. The Social Security Administration is buying 174,000 rounds of bullets designed to kill human beings. This is hard on the heels of NOAA buying ammunition, the National Weather Service buying ammunition, the Department of Homeland Security that put out the tender for their ammunition. They've now classified all details of the ammunition they're buying. The government is arming itself, because they know if the economy collapses before they can really get World War III going, the American people are going to turn on the bankers and the government, and they are preparing to kill you if you dare walk into the streets and challenge them, which is why we're not They're wasting their money buying all this ammunition because this revolution is taking place virtually. And with any luck, we can keep it here. I have no doubt the government will stage a phony armed rebellion to try and justify martial law. But all the American people have to do is go on saying no more. No more money for Wall Street, no more money for wars, no more money for Israel. It's not even a case of a choice anymore. We don't have it. You succeeded. You got all the money. There's nothing left out here to pay off all these debts because the money that we are told we are owed never existed to begin with. That's the trap of private central banking. By design, more money is owed than actually exists, and all the money that's in existence is pretty much already piled up all over Wall Street and Washington, D.C. and Israel. There's nothing left out here. That's why it's all coming apart. We don't need to march into any torches and pitchforks. It's just all going to come down by itself, imminently. We'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go to the phones. Dan in Illinois. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just heard you talking about the Facebook stock. This morning, I get up really early, and I was watching one of these news channels, like Bloomberg or whatever, and they were talking about how George Soros was selling Goldman Sachs stock and J.P. Morgan stock and buying Facebook. It was one of those little blurb news blurbs that ran across the bottom there.
That's interesting.
So maybe you'd want to check into that.
No, I'll take a look at it. I mean, that is very, very odd. I know there's been a lot of short selling going on. Nobody's going to short sell Facebook. I mean, that's financial suicide to do that unless you have a political agenda. So, yeah, obviously George Soros has a reason for keeping Facebook alive.
Yeah.
Facebook, I think people are starting to turn away from Facebook because of all the privacy violations. I'm finding it very hard to believe that advertisers still want to go to Facebook with that story about how 80% of the pay-per-clicks were bot-generated. And it's making all online advertising look really, really bad, especially for those of us who don't play those kind of games. I mean, our advertising is all flat fee at whatreallyhappened.com. We don't encourage people to click on the links just to please our advertisers. And so, we don't have the numbers that a Facebook is going to have, but every click that you get is a real-life human being that really wants to learn more about your product. And it's kind of hard because the frauds like Zuckerberg are getting all the money and all the business. I guess the advertisers want even those incredibly inflated click numbers. But I can't imagine why this isn't even being prosecuted at this point.
Yeah, well, the whole system is so corrupt, you know, probably heard about, you know, something was going to happen to the Facebook stock. So they, you know, they got together and he was a good, you know, source of cash to buy into it, you know, to help control the price. So to keep a major sell-off from happening. So.
Well, there's a less nefarious explanation, and that would revolve around how much of the Facebook IPO George Soros originally bought. And so buying more of the stock when the lockouts expire is simply a way of protecting his earlier investment. That could be something as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. But that was one of those stories I just seen once, and I guess they pulled it off because it really shouldn't have been run in the first place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, you know, something they may have run that story to basically get people to say, oh, there isn't going to be a drop in Facebook, and get other people to buy into it. And again, early in the day, there was a huge upshove, and it basically has stayed just slightly in the green, you know, ever since then.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was like, it had to be like 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, so.
Yeah, well, thank you for the information. And like I said, it could be, you know, obviously the U.S. government wants Facebook to stay running because they're using it to mine data from the American people. The other part of it is if Soros bought a huge block of the original IPO, he's protecting his investment by preventing a panic, preventing a run on the stock. All right, we got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Are you again?